All right, Alexander, let's talk about Kim Jong-un. And let me just start it straight out from a Zero Hedge article. What happened to Kim Jong-un? Top theories emerge. That's the title of the article. Let me just read you the top theories and you can break them down. And I'm just going to read you the heading of the article as to what they have as the top theories. The first top theory, relax, he's just fine. That's the first one. The second theory, he's toast. You can elaborate on that one. All right. The third one is Kim is social distancing. All right. And then you have the theory that Kim was injured during military drills. And of course, the final one, Alexander, is he's just simply seeking attention. So if you forget any of those headings, just let me know. But let's start with the first one. He's just fine.
Well, it's possible. I mean, this is the great problem. Can I just say in advance, we don't know which of any of those is true, and any of them could be true. None of them is impossible. I mean, that's one of the great problems.
Maybe it's a combination.
Maybe it's even a combination. But I mean, you know, possibly, but it could be a combination of several of them. But I mean, it's entirely possible he's fine. And coming to the last one that you mentioned there about him social distancing. Well, seeking attention. This is entirely likely. I mean, this is entirely in character also. I mean, think about North Korea. I mean, North Korea is always wanting to be at the center of attention. So here we have the whole world now. They're not interested in what North Korea is doing. They're worried about the fact that we have this pandemic raging everywhere. So what do the North Koreans do in order to attract attention? Well, they first of all fire a couple of missiles, which they've been trying to do. Nobody's interested. Nobody wants to know about North Korean missiles anymore. That's yesterday's story. So suddenly we have this other story that the supreme leader is actually ill or dead. And that, of course, means that we're all suddenly talking about North Korea again. It's not impossible. It's very much the kind of thing that they might want to do because they do want to keep themselves in the spotlight. The one thing that makes me doubt that particular story, is that I doubt that they would want to draw attention to that by casting doubt on the vitality of their supreme leader. So, I mean, I can think other ways they might try to attract attention, but I doubt that they would want to go down that particular road. But quite possibly he is well, he is in charge, he's got some other reason for, keeping quiet. Maybe he's planning another purge, sort of things that supreme leaders
usually when they seek attention, they fire a missile or something.
Exactly. That's what I would say.
Modus operandi.
But it's not impossible. I mean, it's the kind of thing, as I said, the North Koreans are an attention-seeking government and country, and that may be part of it.
All right, so you mentioned CV. So take the social distancing angle. Maybe Kim is practicing some good old social distancing.
Yes. Now, of course, this becomes very interesting because, of course, North Korea officially claims that it has had no cases of CV in North Korea at all. Everything apparently is perfect and they're totally free of it and no such problem exists. Only, of course, no one believes that. And there was apparently a defector from North Korea who was tested in China. And sure enough, he turned out to have been infected. Now, the one thing that makes me think that this story may be true is that Kim Jong-un chaired a meeting of the North Korean Politburo on the 11th of April. And very unusually, the account we were given by the North Koreans, this has appeared on their official newspaper, which is Rodong Sinmun, an impossible newspaper to read, by the way. I mean, you have to be an absolute North Korean expert to try and follow it or to even want to follow it. You know, somebody who's really obsessed with North Korea to want to follow it. But anyway, this particular account of this meeting, which is by North Korean standards fairly clear, made it clear that this meeting was mainly about dealing with the pandemic. And it gave a fairly extensive discussion in reasonably you know, comprehensible language about the kind of steps that the North Koreans might be taking if this pandemic actually arrives in North Korea. So, and it would be logical, it would be perfectly logical, given the importance of the great leader to North Korea, if one of the steps which was taken or agreed at this meeting was that Kim Jong-un should actually social distance and even go to some extent into some kind of isolation. I mean, several leaders around the world have been doing this. Merkel is doing it in Germany. Vladimir Putin is doing it in Russia. And it would not be surprising if Kim Jong-un is also doing it. And of course, we've had these very interesting pictures from the satellite pictures, which show that he's armored trained. By the way, he has several armored trains, but at least one of his armored trains has, trundled up to a port, to a resort by the sea. And the assumption might be that he's actually there and that this is a sort of out of the way place. And he's basically isolated himself there from the rest of the country. He's left Pyongyang so that he doesn't actually run any risk of infection. One other person who's done exactly that, by the way, is MBS in Saudi Arabia. He has apparently left Riyadh with his father, the King, King Salman, and they're apparently running the country from an island in the Red Sea. So it would be the same kind of approach, I suppose. That seems to me a reasonably plausible possibility, but of course, we have absolutely no independent corroboration for it.
So all right.
That's one.
Okay, so let's go to the second to last one, which is the military drill one. He was injured during military drills. They say that because there was a rumor circulating that there was military drills that were taking place in the tourist enclave of Wonsan.
Yeah.
There was a flurry of military drills, and Kim was there as well. He has some palatial family compound there. Mm. And the rumor is that somehow, some way, he got tangled up in those drills and got injured.
Well, it's not inconceivable. And I would say, again, if you go back to Rodong Sinmun, which is a tough read, it does actually report him having attended a military unit, visited a military unit, just a few days before. So it's conceivable that he did, in fact, get wounded in a military drill. I mean, North Korean military is pretty ferocious in the way it conducts its drills. And, of course, it's entirely possible that something went wrong. And, of course, Kim Jong-un is somebody also who loves to be surrounded by generals and soldiers. And he's often filmed, in military units, looking at things through binoculars and having shells landing around him and rockets firing away. So it's not impossible that something went wrong. Can I just say, I mean, the North Korean military is, by all accounts, very, very well trained, very, very disciplined, very ferocious, but it uses absolutely antiquated equipment. And some of it is, Soviet era equipment. Some of it is based on Soviet era equipment from the 1960s. And if you are familiar with your Soviet military history, you will know that in the 50s and 60s, lots of people used to get killed in the Soviet Union during military drills. And there was one famous incident when in 1960, a very large part of the Soviet high command, including the man who was in charge of their strategic rocket forces, Marshal Nedelin, got killed during a rocket launch when the rocket blew up next to them. And that's the kind of technology that Kim Jong-un is dealing with. So it's possible. But again, I come back to the point, we have no information about it. So I can't say it's so. It's a new theory, by the way, but it's not impossible.
All right. And the final one, Alexander, I think we got all of them, is that he is toast. And this stems from the first story that actually floated this out. There was fake news. CNN, That's cause for concern right there. But you have the story of the Chinese doctors coming. He had the heart attack. The Chinese doctors couldn't save him. His doctors in North Korea botched the attempt to put a stent into his heart and get him back to life. And now he's in a vegetative state. And the whole world is waiting to usher in the new great leader in the form of his sister, Kim Yo-young. But we do have some reports from South Korea, I believe they came out yesterday, which are saying that this story is also not true. But once again, we just don't know. So what do you make of the fact that the great leader has left us, has left the building?
Has left the building. Well, can I just say, first of all, I mean, maybe the South Koreans have information, maybe the North Koreans have contacted them and told them, you know, well, you know, the great leader is alive and well. But I do wonder how much and how reliable the information South Korea has about what is going on in North Korea, how reliable that information actually is. My guess is not reliable at all. So if the North Koreans are spinning a story to the South Koreans, I don't really see how the South Koreans could get behind it. Now, one thing I will say about this before we unpack all this business about, you know, him possibly being dead, is the fact that the North Koreans have been churning out over the last couple of days a whole lot of messages that he's supposed to have sent, not Kim Jong-un is supposed to have sent to various people, and messages that he's supposed to have received from all sorts of people, including, by the way, Gennady Zyuganov, who is the Communist Party chief in Russia. He's supposed to have written to Kim Jong-un, and Kim Jong-un is supposed to have been thrilled to have received his telegram, and he's supposed to have received flowered bouquets from all sorts of people of this kind. All of this clearly is intended to give the impression that Kim Jong-un is actually alive and well. But of course, it could very, very easily be faked, because it's very easy to write off messages and pass them off as coming from him. So we just don't know. The one thing I'm going to say about this is it is a bit strange. It is very strange that these rumors have circulated for several days now, and we've not actually seen him. I would have personally thought, I come back to this, that if the great leader is indeed alive and well, and there's nothing wrong with him, and even if he is self-isolating, given how important he is to the stability of the regime, they would be taking steps to let the world know unequivocally that he really is alive and well. I would have thought we would be seeing film or pictures of him by now or fairly soon. That's all I can say about this. So, you know, I'm not saying that he's necessarily dead. I'm not saying that he's necessarily in a vegetative condition, because I just don't really know. I would point out that perhaps the one country that probably would know is China, and that some of those reports about the Chinese medical team and the botched operation seem to have come from China. And that's what makes me think that there might be some truth to them. But, you know, again, I really do want to stress, I don't know. It seems to me that the most plausible scenario is either that he really is very severely ill, and that's why we're not seeing him, or possibly he is at the moment self-isolating because the pandemic has gained hold in North Korea, and that they haven't yet sorted out the arrangements to, you know, put him on film and to stage an event for him. By the way, I should point out, I mean, the one thing about, you know, Kim Jong-un is that if you show the great leader, you have to show him in a way that shows that he is the great leader. So you can't just show him, you know, sitting on an armchair or wandering around. You've got to show him with people around him, giving guidance, as they say, giving orders, doing all sorts of things. If you show him in a sort of more human aspect, that detracts from the sort of legendary quality, that the mythic quality, if you like, that is supposed to surround the great leader. So it may be that they're just having trouble staging something that will look convincing, or it could be that he really is ill, and that's the real reason why even dead, and that's the real reason why we can't. They're not providing pictures. He's dead, by the way, or in a vegetative state. The fact that there's been no announcement of who is to take over would strongly suggest that there is a massive crisis underway within North Korea, and that there's no clear decision yet on who the successor is going to be.
Yeah, well, if he is in a vegetative state, or if he is dead, if that is the case, I would imagine that China is going to swoop in and pretty much take over the country in one form or another, administrate the country.
Well,
that's how I would see it. Well, I can't see them leaving North Korea to its own devices if that were to happen. But how many days do you give the North Koreans before, you know, something has to reveal itself? How many days do they have?
If we haven't seen something by this weekend, then I will conclude that there's something seriously wrong, and that's stretching it, by the way. And my understanding is that North Korea is not quite as sealed off from the rest of the world in information terms as it once used to be. So by now, rumors about the great leader's possible demise will be circulating within North Korea itself. Obviously, there's a pervasive secret police operation, so people will be very, very careful what they say. But there will be doubts and concerns and worries and erased, and people will be whispering things to each other. So at some point, they will have to take steps to settle this situation. By the way, what you said about China, I completely agree with. One of the themes of the Kim dynasty is that they've tried to keep North Korea as independent from China as possible, consistent with North Korea's survival. But without a strong personality from the Kim dynasty to take charge, I can't see what other choice there is for the North Korean leadership than to accept Chinese tutelage. I mean, it seems to me you're quite right, and the Chinese will not allow North Korea to implode, but they will be running the show from that point on.
Wouldn't China, if Kim was alive and well, wouldn't China somehow leak it?
Yeah, you'd have thought so. I mean, that's another reason.
I mean, if North Korea is, oblivious, and they're, in their own little world, and they're doing their own thing, and they're just, cut off from the rest of the world, fine, I can understand that. Yeah. But wouldn't China, which does know what the world is saying, and does know all the rumors that are floating around, wouldn't they find a way to somehow leak the fact that, look, Kim is okay, don't worry about it? And the fact that they haven't is concerning.
I would have thought so. I would have absolutely thought so. I mean, I would say, as I'm sure the Chinese know what the situation in North Korea is. I mean, they're probably the only government that is properly informed about the situation.
But that's what I'm going off of.
Exactly. And you would have thought that if they knew for a fact that Kim Jong-un was well, they would confirm the fact. I mean, they might not say, for example, that he's dead. They might not be willing to preempt what the North Koreans are saying. But if, on the other hand, he is well and in full control, you would expect the Chinese by now to be saying it. And they can do it in all kinds of ways. They could have, an announcement that, Xi Jinping, the Chinese leader, has exchanged greetings with North Korea's great leader on the forthcoming 75th anniversary of something or other. They can do it in all kinds of ways, very tactful ways, but it could be done. And there's been nothing like that up to now. So that is a reason for thinking that, a further reason for thinking that something is wrong.
All right, well, we're just going to have to wait and see.
We will indeed, and we'll see who does take over. I mean, as you know, there's some speculation that it will be his sister, Kim Yo-young, but whether as I said, Kim Yo-young, whether he's whether as I said, a woman can act as great leader in North Korea, a deeply conservative society by every account. I would have thought that was very debatable. Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see.
We'll wait and see. All right, Alexander Merkurs, Editor-in-Chief of The Durant. Thank you very much. Guys, if you like this video, click on that subscribe button, smash that like button, go to PayPal, Patreon, and Subscribestar. Please donate to us as well. And also check out The Durant Shop. Pick up some merchandise. Your purchase really helps us out a whole lot. And also go to our friends at The Patriotic Legacy, where they are giving away a great contest. They are giving away one Patriot Beacon Red, one tactical pen, and one Monkey Fist ball for their giveaway when you make purchases of $30 or more. And of course, they have the great Patriot Beacon 3, which is with the Durant 20 code, which is a 20% deal. You get a 20% discount when you use Durant 20 on checkout. Alexander, you have the Patriot Beacon in your hands.
Indeed, for those who don't know what a Patriot Beacon is, this is the Patriot Beacon. It is the best torch, as we say in Britain, flashlight, as I think people say in the US, anywhere in the world. I say that without any hesitation. It is an absolutely superb torch or flashlight. You can see what it does. Firstly, it's solar powered, so you don't have to worry about batteries. That's incredibly important to someone like me, who is very careless and absent-minded and always forgets to put batteries in. And you don't have to do that. All you need to do is keep it in the light and it will recharge itself automatically in the light, in the sunlight. And that way you can be absolutely comfortable that it won't lose power on you. So already that makes it a great torch. And of course, it has a wonderful light. I went out a short while ago with my wife and we were walking in the dark with our dogs, and I had the torch with me, and she was astonished at what a clear, bright, strong, distant light this is. How it was a wooded area, we could see where our dogs were, we could see where we were, we could find our way around incredibly well, and we could see over huge distances, far more than you will see with most torches. So that's an amazing thing. And of course it can also do various things. So you have the usual, the very strong light like that, then it can do slightly less powerful, and then it can flash. And the flash is very helpful if you have this torch with you in your car and you had to stop and you want to alert people that you're there. Flashing like that actually is more effective than having a torch going on all the time, which people simply disregard or ignore. If it flashes, it's much more useful. Because it's solar powered, it has its port there. So if you've got something like a smartphone or a tablet, or a laptop which you need to recharge, well, you can do it, because as I said, this thing, if it's been kept in the light, it doesn't fade. It's got a magnet, so you know, if you want to take it in your car, as I regularly do, you can stick it on a metal accessory and it's safe there. It's incredibly so you can put it somewhere very well and very safe. If you're doing what I do, walking in the woods, and you get lost, well, it's got a compass, so you can find your way very, very effectively. It helps you work out your bearings extremely well. And, you know, if you want to go into the woods or the forest or something of that kind, or mountain walking or all the things that people do outdoors, it's the best for this. It's also, and this is something else you can do, you can actually put on an alarm if you have to alert people to where you are. I mustn't do it for very long because, of course, it attracts my dogs, which is extremely useful when you're out of doors and when you've lost them, or perish the thought if something happens and you need their help. I can just press this and they come, and they do it without fail. And, of course, if you have it in your car and something goes wrong and you have to get out of the car fast, well, it's got this accessory. You can break the windscreen, you can cut your way out of the seatbelt, or indeed, you can also use it as a hammer, which is an incredibly useful thing. So it's got everything you could possibly need from a torch, but it's got something else. It is beautifully made. I mean, you only have to hold and handle it to realize how strong and perfect and well balanced it is. Balance, by the way, is terribly important in a torch. It won't at the same time weigh you down, and it won't slip out of your hands because it's well balanced, and you can see you can hold it like this so you don't lose it. And at the same time, you just feel, because it's so well made, I understand, that it's all metal, that you just feel confident when you hold it. And confidence inducing quality in a torch like this is a tremendous thing. So this is the Patriot Beacon from Patriotic Legacy, our friends of Patriotic Legacy, the best torch you can find. And you've heard about this offer. I strongly advise you to go for this offer and get yourself this torch and all the other great things that they are promoting also. So it's not just the torch, of course, you can find going via us. We also have our own shop with our own products. I've spoken often and much about our amazing Durand mugs and how they're the best Durand, well, the best mugs in the world, and how I'm an expert on them. And they are just wonderful mugs, just as our shirts are. The polo shirt that I'm wearing now, with the double-headed eagle of the Durand there, for example, 100% cotton. All our shirts, and we have long-sleeved and short-sleeved t-shirts and V-neck shirts, are 100% cotton, all incredibly hard-wearing. And of course, we also have hats, hoodies, and stickers. And we now have ebooks, including a new one on the oil price crash, but also we've got long-standing ones on Russiagate, Ukrainegate, Brexit, Epstein. You can hear my dogs. They're attracted by the Patriot Beacon. You can find all these things in our shop. Come to our shop, get yourself these great things. Alex will tell you how.
All right, the durandshop.com, and you'll also find a link to the Patriotic Legacy Durand 20 for that deal in the description box down below as well. All the links are in the description box. Alexander Mercurius, editor-in-chief of Durand, thank you very much.